Robert and Mary. Call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to New York, everyone. Certainly interesting stuff from Rudy as he now gets ready to speak at the Frequent Traveler University in Chicago. For our final segment of this week's broadcast, we'll be taking you back to Mazatlan, Mexico, to share the art scene and their upcoming carnival. And this segment of your RM World Travel Connection is sponsored by 800flowers.com.
It is, and here's a great offer for Thanksgiving. When you order the Enchanted Autumn Bouquet, you'll get double the flowers at no extra cost. Just go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon in green on the homepage, and enter promo code Rudy, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, I think we've shown you a different side of visiting Mexico on the show today, and why Mazatlan offers an unmatched type of destination in Mexico. While in Mazatlan with our show this week, Robert visited their art museum and connected with its director, Cecilia Sanchez Duarte. Here's that interview.
Cecilia, very nice to meet you and have you as a part of our RM World Travel Connection today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, and nice to meet you too, and also to give us time to talk to you about
that.
Mazatlan.
We're talking to all of America right now, right? So at least those listening to the travel show. All right, so, you know, we've already talked on the show with several folks while I've been visiting about the very noticeable renaissance that's taking place here in Mazatlan.
Yes.
You know, and folks, listen, again, you've heard it throughout the show. I can clearly report that the city is clearly being refreshed, rebuilt, and renewed in so many levels. So as the director of the art museum, how do you see Mazatlan's transformation occurring?
Well, as a director and as an active artist of the community here in Mazatlan, I have seen art transforming Mazatlan. Because Mazatlan was pictured before as sun and beach. And now we have a very constant and very rich artistic and cultural production, creation of new images. And that has been a magnet to people who have visited
us. Drawing them here.
Oh, yes. Tourists that now are residents. We have a very important resident community because of the quality of arts, the quality culture, and, of course, all the history you can breathe while you walk.
All right, so I want to talk about that. So I asked Hector Paniche of Hector's Bistro about the connection between the food and the culture here. And I really would like your thoughts on how the history of Mazatlan, you know, has been impacted by the arts and culture found here today. You talked about that a little bit, but just delve a little deeper.
Well, what I see is that Mazatlan has always been a port of coming and going with pirates, with trafficking with China. You know, it's commercial and tourism is international. So we have seen many things. Many artists have come. Melville, many other artists, Amado Nervo, have been visiting Mazatlan. And this interaction or this feedback has been an engine to make more things, you know, in everything, because the boom in art has brought better restaurants because of the residents that are here. So it's all interconnected.
Yeah, it comes full circle in many ways.
Yes, but I do think that the rehabilitation of Teatro Ángela Peralta has been the main engine that has pushed everything else.
Okay. All right. I want to talk a little bit about the museum. Another treasure that I found here, something I wasn't expecting. It's a fine art museum. You know, it's at a very convenient location here in the historic district. You have works from internationally known artists, many of the Mexican artists that are here. Actually, we didn't get a chance to see because it's not here right now. One of Mary's favorite is Vicente Rojo.
Right.
But that's okay. That's somewhere else right now.
You saw Arnaldo Cohen.
Yes, I did. Correct. Very nice. We'll put that on social media. You know, who are some of your favorites right here, Cecilia?
Well, we have had, you know, many, many wonderful painters such as Francisco Toledo, who is an icon. We have had Rufino Tamayo, who invented some of the techniques. And we have emerging local artists that have been in touch with that. That's the importance of bringing masters, because here we have young emerging artists who are very, very talented. And Museo gives them visual education. You know, that's the way they can see and study and analyze
and
the pieces. Exactly.
Yeah, right,
it's an experience.
Yeah.
And so what they do, they enrich themselves, and there we go again to the chain or to the interaction with the community in Mazatlan.
All right, so we've got about 45 seconds or so left right now. It's going to be taking a completely different direction, but real quick, 2.5 months from now, Carnival, we should say, or Mardi Gras for some people back in the States, will be here, okay, mid-February. What's on tap for 2018?
Well, it's going. Every Carnival is better than the previous year.
You learn a little bit, right?
And also the making of this wonderful, not only the wardrobe, but the way the artists dress themselves. And also it's very popular because, as you know, Carnaval is made out of comparsas, who is the people who go and dance in
right.
Carnaval.
Right.
So it's very popular, it's wonderful, it's high tech. That's why it's the third in quality in the whole world.
Well, listen, thanks, Cecilia. Listen, we really do enjoy the time that you spent. I wish you a great upcoming holiday season and enjoy Carnival 2018 as well.
Oh, I will, and I enjoy Mazatlan every day.
So clearly, Robert, with all of these experiences that you had in Mazatlan this week, would you say this is a destination for travelers to put on their list?
Yeah,
Looks like it.
It certainly should be on a to-do
yeah.
list. You know, we've been to many places, Mary, certainly mm-hmm. over the years, and we're not that impressed that often. It surprised me. It really did, in a number of good ways. So, folks, we really would encourage you to go check it out and enjoy some warm
weather. Something for everyone there,
yeah,
it looks like.
It
yeah.
is. All right, that's going to do it for today's edition of our weekly travel get-together. Please be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. Special thanks to all our guests who appeared on the show today with us. Thanks to everyone who helped us in taking the show down to Mazatlan. Thanks to our show team for helping the three of us put the program together and get it to you. To all our network affiliates and sponsors, and certainly to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.